Finally, after all the Ezer Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf, Klai Yisrael began believing in Hashem. They finally believed in both Hashem as running this world, and that He chose a leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, as the pasuk states, "Ve'aminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdo." And "Ve'aminu b'Hashem," they trusted in Hashem. They also trusted u'v'Moshe avdo. But this reality begs the question: why now? Why do they only reach this level of faith at Kriyas Yamsuf? Were the miracles, the miraculous makos, not sufficient to inspire them to a place of emuna? Each makah in its own right should have instilled Klai Yisrael with an unwavering belief that Hashem runs the world. Why did it take until Kriyas Yamsuf to make this long overdue recognition? Moreover, Kriyas Yamsuf itself wasn't sufficient for Am Yisrael to recognize Hashem, because Klai Yisrael still questioned whether or not the Mitzrayim remained alive on the other end. So the actual tearing apart of Yamsuf, splitting the sea, wasn't enough. It was only after they found out that they were dead. Was the splitting of the sea not enough to make the point clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world? So Rav Shimon Sofer, grandson of the Chassam Sofer, writes a beautiful pshat. He writes that the answer is predicated on the importance of our Mesorah, our tradition. We are Zoche Baruch Hashem to have a Mesorah that dates back to Har Sinai. We have a tradition that has been maintained, preserved, and protected since Kabbalah Satorah. Our Mesorah is unwavering, unadulterated, and pure. It's the foundation of everything we learn and practice, and we have an obligation to ensure its integrity, its purity, and its sanctity. He records a phenomenal idea to highlight this point. The point that our Mesorah is the foundation of Yiddishkeit. So listen to this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, Ibn Aleph tells us that there was an entry exam to become a member of Sanhedrin. The exam consisted of just one question. Prove that a sheretz is tahor. The difficulty is that the Torah says that a sheretz is actually tamei. Nonetheless, one must still prove that the seemingly impossible that a sheretz is really tahor when the Torah says it's tamei. That's the exam. Tosfos asks, why would something so theoretical and meaningless be the entry exam? In the end of the day, even after proving that a sheretz is in fact tahor, it's not, because the Torah says that a sheretz is tamei. So what kind of proof is, what's the reason for these intellectual... So wouldn't something more practical be more fitting? So Rav Shimon Sofer suggests that the test is not so much the solution to the conundrum, but the implementation of it. In other words, after the individual proves that a sheretz is Torah, through great effort and intellectual somersaults, he's reminded that the Torah, the Mesorah, our tradition, says otherwise. The Torah says that a sheretz is tamei, even though logically it can be proven to be tahor. This is a prerequisite to sitting on a Sanhedrin. One must realize that Mesorah trumps everything, no matter how right one is, no matter how much effort you put into figuring out otherwise. When all is said and done, it's the Mesorah that guides us. We find yet another example of this in the Gemara Brachos Daf, Mem Dalet Amud Beis onto Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara records a debate whether the bracha Rishona on water is Shehako or Bari Nefashos. The Gemara answers, Pok Chazi Mai Amadavar. Go out and see what people do. The Gemara does not say that we should use logic to find the right answer. Instead, the Gemara teaches us the Minog, the Mesorah, dictates the Halacha. Pok Chazi Mai Amadavar. What are people doing? To return to the initial question, Rav Sofer says as follows. Bnei Yisrael had a Mesorah that they would be redeemed from Mitzrayim only after 400 years of terrible slavery. The Eser Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf were well before the 400 years have expired. And so even though they saw incredible miracles, wondrous phenomena, and unimaginable marvels, Klai Yisrael had a Mesorah that defied this logic. And they couldn't believe that this was the time yet to leave Mitzrayim, because their Mesorah said otherwise. They need to wait 400 years. It wasn't 400 years yet. But when Bnei Yisrael finally saw that the Mitzrayim did in fact die in the Yamsuf, they didn't make it alive on the other end, it was a clear sign that the enslavement was no longer. It was no longer possible because the Mitzrayim were all dead. And now they believed. This is when it says, V'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdo. It was this point that they had to explain and justify, okay, well, clearly Hashem is saving us now. How do we explain the 400 years? And they have to start making cheshbonos because the slavery was so intense. So therefore it was ke'ilu, it was 400 years, whatever the svar is. But that was the delay of the Emunah. In the end, it was actually Bnei Yisrael's incredible belief in Hashem, belief in the Mesorah, that delayed their recognition of the redemption right now. It was their unwavering faith and dependence on Mesorah and tradition that made it so difficult to see the redemption. Let this serve as a reminder to us that our Mesorah is absolute and we must preserve it and protect it. Ad Bias Goel 7.